Hello. As promised, I'm going to do a little podcast on Mr. Utterson. So we kind of see the story. The story's told in Jekyll and Hyde through Mr. Utterson. So we are as in the dark as he is, and that kind of adds to the mystery, to the gothic tone. What we do know about him, though, is that he's a lawyer. He's a very respectable man. He's got a good reputation. He seems to be quite caring. He says that one of the quotes is that he was the last good influence in the lives of down-going men. And what that means there is possibly that he's not the most judgmental, maybe, that he actually has time for people that otherwise might be neglected in society. And it also shows that he always tries to help out people that he cares about. So he's still, when everyone else has abandoned them, he's still there as that good influence. And again, it shows that he's obviously quite a good man if he's being a good influence. He's quite a serious man. So he's described with a rugged countenance that was never lighted by a smile. So he's not necessarily the most friendly, joyous person, but I think we still very much like this character. And he's also quite brave. So there's the quote, "I shall consider it my duty to break in that door." And he's quite, he's got the guilt perhaps of something that we learn about him at the beginning when he says, "I let my brother go to the devil." And the archetype of the devil there shows perhaps that maybe he didn't help his brother out as much as he could. So maybe through this story, he's going to do his best to help his friend Henry Jekyll. He's obviously very concerned and take his work seriously. And he describes the will that Dr. Jekyll leaves, saying that Mr. Hyde is going to inherit everything. And he says, "This document had long been the lawyer's eyesore." So for a long time, he'd felt really disturbed by this and didn't kind of want to let it go. He's obviously very caring and very close with Dr. Jekyll. We've got after he sees him, "And the lawyer set out homeward bound with a very heavy heart. Poor Harry Jekyll," he thought. So we've got the term of endearment there, Henry to Harry, shows that they are friends, he's not just his lawyer. And the fact that he's got a very heavy heart shows that he's really taking on the weight of the situation. Even though he doesn't really understand what's going on, he's very troubled by the changes that he sees in his dear friend. He's also very inquisitive and wanting to get to the bottom of this situation. So we know the famous quote, "If he be Mr. Hyde, I shall be Mr. Seek." So we know he's going to sort of search out and try and uncover what he can about Hyde to free his friend from whatever hold he's got over him. And another quote that he says is, "This Master Hyde must have secrets of his own." So he's going to try and investigate what's going on. So as I said, he's not particularly judgmental, but he does play by society's rules. And he understands, though, if people perhaps don't quite live up to those strict rules and regulations. He says to Jekyll, "Carew was my client, but so are you." So he doesn't want to throw Henry Jekyll aside, and he's very loyal to those who get in trouble. His human side and compassion is shown through his tolerance, and he's very tolerant of Jekyll, and he is very persistent in trying to help him. He himself represses his desires. He's strict with himself and doesn't allow himself many pleasures. So there's the quote, "He was austere with himself." And we also know that despite the fact that he likes the theatre, he doesn't go. So we've got the quote, "Though he enjoyed the theatre, had not crossed the doors of one for 20 years. So perhaps he doesn't let his hair down quite as much as he should. His smile is described as cold and dreary. So his human side isn't really shown through his speech, and I think that Stevenson uses Utterson to show, and the negative descriptions perhaps to criticise the way Victorian men repress their emotions. The mystery in the story really disturbs him. He feels, quote, mental perplexity when he meets Hyde. And the story that Mr. Enfield tells about the Hyde who trampled calmly over the little girl gives him nightmares, and he's very confused. He also, when he talks about Hyde, he says he gave the impression of deformity, so he can't figure out what is going on with Hyde. He doesn't gossip, so like many Victorian men, he's very concerned with his reputation. He's also concerned with Jekyll's reputation. He says to Jekyll, "You've not been mad enough to hide this fellow," and then later on he says, "If your master is dead, we may at least save his credit." So he doesn't want the truth to come out about Jekyll. He doesn't want gossip, and he's not sort of willing to give in there. And even when he's talking with Enfield on his first walk, both men kind of, as soon as Enfield realises that Utterson knows the man behind the door, they're both like, "Oh gosh, well, sorry, I shall never talk of it again." The last thing really is that he is a man of reason. So he's a very typical rational Victorian gentleman, as I've already said. We've got the quote, "A lover of the sane and customary sides of life." So he just likes things as they are. He likes things to be normal and rational and reasonable, which makes sense for a lawyer. A lawyer would, you know, work and weigh up evidence and try and be objective. And he certainly is that. He's also quite unwilling to accept explanations that upset his way of thinking. So for a long time, he's quite naive in thinking that Jekyll's locked himself in his cabinet because he's suffering from a disease. So yeah, there's a little bit there about Utterson. He obviously is a very important character and one that you may well get questioned on tomorrow. So good luck, and I hope that helped.